News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We need to do more to protect clean air in towns, villages and cities across Ireland. That is the message from the Environmental Protection Agency as it publishes its latest air quality report. And I'm joined now by Niamh Connolly, Senior Scientific Officer in the Environmental Monitoring and Surveillance Unit at the EPA, to tell us more. Good morning to you, Niamh. The findings in this report, is it worse, better or the same as previous reports from the EPA?
We're generally doing well. First of all, I do need to mention it's World Lung Day. For every person, it's really important we breathe in clean air, and clean air is good for our health. The EPA do produce the air quality in Ireland report annually using data from the EPA's 150 monitoring stations dotted around the country. And this data helps determine where we are now and what we need to do to improve air quality. As I did say, the air quality is generally good. We are 100% compliant with our current EU standards, but meeting the more stringent EU air quality standards in 2030 and 2040 World Health Organization guideline values will be difficult. We need to do more. We need to reduce the solid fuel burning and traffic emissions, focusing in on sustainable transport. The air quality is a public health issue.
Okay. And in terms of that public health issue, you're saying this largely comes from traffic emissions. Does it also come from things like home heating, etc.? What are the polluters of our air quality?
Well, we find on cold, still evenings over the winter months, we see air pollution build up in our cities, towns and villages. The residential solid fuel burning is the dominant source of the fine particulate matter, the PM2.5. So the important thing is people do stay warm in their homes. If they do decide to light a fire, use low smoke fuel. Like, what we burn does impact us, our family and our neighbours. So if people can recognise that they do have a choice, they should move from the solid fuel heating system to a cleaner heating system. Retrofit your home if possible. I recognise some people don't have the choice to do this.
Okay.
Like, do try and make their homes more energy efficient.
And you said this affects us, our neighbours and our communities. By us, do you mean that if I light a fire, for example, in my living room, is my air quality in my living room being affected by that fire?
Well, generally, if you're burning a heavy solid fuel like a coal or a peat, you may inhale some particulates into your lungs and bloodstream. According to the European Environment Agency, poor air quality is linked to 1,700 premature deaths in Ireland. It's hoping now that the new Ambient Air Directive, the objective of this is to reduce the premature deaths by 55%. And according to the HSC, there is a link between poor air quality and higher admissions to hospital. So when we breathe in these fine particulates into our lungs and into the bloodstream, it can result in lung disease, heart disease, strokes and cancers. And we all know somebody with asthma. Ireland has a high incidence rate of asthma, with 1 in 10 children and 1 in 13 adults developing the condition. And also the Economic and Social Research Institute has linked poor air quality to a link in depression and anxiety.
That's all very stark, if I may say, Niamh, but is there things that individuals can do? Obviously, government policy influences all of this as well, but individuals, can they do, is it things like, as you say, changing from solid fuel home heating systems, changing to an EV? Is that the kind of thing you're encouraging people to do?
That's it. We can all make a difference wherever possible. Move away from using the petrol and diesel vehicles. Move towards electrification if possible. I recognise, again, people don't have that choice. And we need to reduce the traffic. We need to leave the car at home. Carpool wherever you can with your work colleagues. And get involved in active transport, walk and cycle to school and to work wherever possible, and use public transport.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Niamh Connolly, their Senior Scientific Officer at the EPA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.